Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Remember that wild Brandon Ayuk report we talked about yesterday? Well, turns out it was just as wild as we thought, because once again, Brandon Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, took to social media to squash any and all rumors. Ryan Williams tweeted, quote, "This report couldn't be more incorrect. Fictional journalism," quotes, "should really stop." And keep this in mind. Williams doesn't help his client by doing this. He doesn't give Brandon Ayuk any more leverage by immediately going online and shutting down these rumors. If he really wanted Ayuk to get out of San Francisco, if that's what Ayuk really wanted, Williams wouldn't be doing this. In fact, he'd be doing the opposite, right? He'd be quote tweeting that report with a little curious face, right? Or with the eye emoji. That's what he would be doing. Instead, he is squashing any uncertainty that might arise. Again and again and again, Team Ayuk has gone out of their way to not make this a contentious negotiation. If anything, they're doing the complete opposite. They're trying to keep things calm and cool. And it's like Brandon Ayuk said a little while ago when he joined Shannon Sharpe and Chad Ochocinco. What did he say, right? We have professionals on both sides. And right now, everybody involved in the Brandon Ayuk negotiations has acted like nothing but a professional. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday comes from Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He has a great breakdown of who has visited the 49ers in their top 30 visits and why you can use it as a clue about who they could pick this year. If you want to find out that clue, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch. This is one of my favorite ones ever. Former 49ers general manager Trent Baalke gave a press conference yesterday. That's not surprising. But what is surprising is that apparently Trent had Taco Bell for lunch that day. If you want to see, or more accurately hear, what I mean, click the link in the description of this episode. You will not be disappointed. One thing you may have missed, Brock Purdy is back at it. I know you've seen him doing brand sponsorships and interviews with Pat McAfee, but Brock is back on the field in the lab, as the kids say. Some pictures of him surfaced yesterday, courtesy of Aaron Berkshire. You can clearly see a scar on Brock's right arm that even a year after the surgery is still looking pretty gnarly. Really helps you understand exactly how serious that surgery was and what Brock went through, or at least what he had to recover from to get back in 2023. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click the little bell so you get notified every single time we go live. And make sure you get all your daily 49ers coverage right here from the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Today, I'll be live with Mimosa Michelle, Michelle Majuk of the NFL Network, 9:15 a.m. Pacific Time. We will each have our top 5 players we want the 49ers to take in round 1. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.